Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Fisher. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Kurt Palfari. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendricks scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Palfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. McNally moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Berry reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hendricks. Berry scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Palfari hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hendricks strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNally is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Buford reaches second base with a double. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Davey Johnson now playing second base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Berry reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hendricks for a passed ball. Berry moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCraw strikes out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jerry McNerney pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Woody Held now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hendricks strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.